And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Hey, that is me. We want to thank you for tuning in to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM for Chino Valley Day on Talk of the Town. We will be talking this hour with John Coomer, no stranger to these microphones. We'll be talking about his role with the town of Chino Valley and economic development and whatever else pops into our heads. So stick around on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Again, this is Matt Santos on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. We will be talking Chino Valley all hour long with our guest in studio, John Coomer. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here today, Matt. It's good to be back in the studio.
Yeah, you were hosting here for a while as your interim position with the Chino Valley Chamber, who we're here on behalf of today, actually.
Absolutely. They do a great job for the community, and Lorette is doing a fantastic job as the new director.
I got the opportunity last week for a short segment of her show to actually sit in, and that's why I chose this side of the table today, because I'm usually sitting where you are. And then last week I sat in for a quick second with Lorette, and I sat over here, and I like it. I could watch Bill, I could watch the guests, I could look at the KQ&A banner. So I think this is my new home right here.
Well, it looked like you were making faces at him or something like that earlier just to torment him.
Thanks, John, but that's actually my normal face, but thank you for thinking I was acting up. Man, guy's harsh. I could have stayed home and gotten judged. What did I have to drive
still
to Prescott
you,
for?
Still love you.
Hey, before we get started, we want to hear about what you've been doing since your last visit to these microphones. I believe that we were talking off mic. The last time you were here was like day one of
right in the middle of March, right when I first started, and it's still a learning curve. You know, there is a lot to this job. But I think we're making some good progress, learning government process and getting to know our council members and staff better and what all the roles within the community are. But even bigger than that is what it actually takes to build a program for economic development.
Yeah.
And our neighbors have been doing it for years. You know, if you look at Prescott, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, they've had staff doing this specific job for years. And I think I should be right where they are now.
We'll get into some of those specifics, see what kind of projects you have going on, and just kind of catch up and see what you've been doing.
Sounds good.
You mentioned you've got some things in the near future as well, as far as some opportunities to maybe seek out some potential businesses. We'll get into some of that in just a couple of minutes. We want to remind the community of a couple of things coming up. First, one thing that we can all use is free. Free anything is good. And we have the opportunity, residents of Chino Valley, to participate in our fall cleanup day. It is a free dump day. It's actually 2 days. Make note of this, and we'll reference it again before we close today. Friday and Saturday, November 16th and 17th. They will run all day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, November 16 and November 17, all day, free dump day to get rid of your trash. Now, that will be set up at the community center over there on 1 East. The exact address is 1615 North Road 1 East. Basically, the parking lots there near the community center, near the playground, same complex as our aquatic center, the town pool, and the ball fields over there. So you can't miss it, Perkinsville Road and 1 East. There are some restrictions. Now, I want to give you this because I'm not going to answer all the questions right now because, I'm not that bright. But if you have some questions on the restrictions, what you can and can't dump, I know paint is on there, any hazardous materials, things of that nature. And, there's some other things. And also some residency requirements. You want to get the information directly from the customer service department. That's what you want to do. So give them a call, 928-636-4427. Again, fall cleanup day for free, November 16th and 17th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Give the customer service department a call at 928-636-4427 to find out exactly what you can and cannot bring and who can dump and who will not be able to dump for free. Don't call them today, because today, as Veterans Day being observed, the town offices are closed. And that brings up one other quick announcement that we'll reference again before the end of the day. But give them a call during regular business hours to find out what you need to bring and what you need to show in order to dump. We don't want you we want you to clean up your yards, but we don't want you to go through all that process, drive over there, and then have to turn around and come back. So to save you some time and some frustration and to get accurate information, give them a call at 636-4427. Now, today the offices are closed, as they will be on Thursday, November 22nd, in preparation and in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. That affects all town buildings, all town complexes, including town hall, customer service, the library will be open, the library and senior center will also be closed. Now, Friday and Saturday after that, Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th, town offices are closed already, but the senior center and library, in addition, will be closed those Fridays and Saturdays. So, again, if you've made it through my muddled explanation there, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 22nd through 24th, everything's closed. So plan accordingly and enjoy your time with your families and some time for some relaxation, which our guest here in studio, John Coomer, does not get to enjoy. You do not get to enjoy any rest and relaxation because we're looking forward to you and the staff you're working with to start bringing some business and some dollars to this town.
Well, we're hoping that there are good things happening, and I mentioned earlier that the learning curve is steep, but we have at least four or five groups we're talking to, including a couple of national type or regional franchises, a couple of manufacturers. You know, it's pretty exciting that there is that level of interest. I can't really go into detail, but yeah. We're actually talking to somebody who may be our first resident out at Old Home Manor.
Very nice.
Which has been officially dubbed the Chino Valley Regional Business Park. So the 200 acres at Old Home Manor, we're working on some engineering, we're working on rezoning and a PAD overlay, which is all new Greek language to me of what all this process is, but it helps allow, it really directs us what can and can't happen out there, the type of industry. For instance, we probably don't want high water usage, so we probably don't want Arrowhead water or something like that out there bottling water from our aquifer to sell elsewhere. And we probably don't want real noisy or dirty industries out there. So, but there's a lot. You know, we're really relying on Californians. We're really relying on the business environment in California to help feed us.
Not something you would normally hear from folks in this part of the state.
Yeah, exactly. We want them here. You know, and one example is in July, ESI Grips from the bicycle industry opened their doors in Chino Valley with the small manufacturing plant. They're world known in the bicycle industry.
Now they are they're located a little towards the north side of town, right off of the highway.
Right,
correct?
They're on Commercial Way, right north of town. Well, it's within the town limits, and they're spending about. I can't remember the percentage, but it was a phenomenal percentage, much lower than what they were spending in California for their overhead. They're paying their folks pretty well here. They're working on benefit packages. And right now, they don't have that many employees, but what a great addition to the community. If you were out at National Night Out last week, they had a presence in a booth there and interacting with kids. They're involved with the Grinder. They're involved with a lot of local activities already, including the mountain biking teams.
And that culture, that bike and off-road and even street racing culture is here, like you said, the Chino Grinder, which comes in May, I believe, mid-spring, right around the Prescott longstanding, what is it?
The Whiskey Off-Road is actually the week before the Chino Grinder usually. And some of the pros are sticking around an extra week and coming out to Chino and riding here as well.
So what a great addition to the community. Somebody
who
is producing something that can really be appreciated and utilized right here in the community as well.
Yeah, and then speaking of the Grinder, Craig has done a great job with that event, and they're bringing in new sponsors, national, international, industry folks who are getting acquainted with our area, and we're hoping to talk to them a little bit more because one of them, I understand, is actually very interested in expanding their operations and looking at other areas. And so I think that's a very clean industry, a healthy industry in an area that has gravel bike riding, mountain biking, road biking. You know, so it's become very receptive over the years, unlike about 20 years ago. We had some difficulties if you got on the road.
And hundreds of miles of trails and land to ride around.
And they're getting better all the time. They're adding trails, and pretty soon we'll have connectivity on the Peavine Trail between Chino Valley and Prescott, and I think that's awesome.
Now, you are pretty active in that in that that world as well. You do some writing, huh?
I haven't in a while, I have to confess. This old guy needs to get back in the saddle again.
What is it you ride?
I have mainly ridden road bikes, and it's a little wild on the road sometimes. But I'm big enough and ugly enough that I've never really been seriously threatened. But there have been people who have been hit or ignored you know, some level of inappropriateness on the roads. And in defense of drivers, a lot of the cyclists, some of the cyclists aren't that courteous while they're riding either.
Yeah.
So.
I ride a bike as well pretty regular, and I know most people just by looking at me think, you know, BMX, maybe a 10-speed. No, I ride about 900 pounds of chrome and steel. So, but I'm there with you in spirit. I'm there with you in spirit when you're pedaling.
Of the most polite folks on the roads are the motorcycle riders, the Harley riders, and they must look at us as little weird dressing brothers or something like that, because they typically will wave and be helpful. And I remember some banter, you know, with some guys that look pretty tough, and they just have a blast.
When you're on your road bike, do you wear a leather vest with a rocker and a patch? No?
You know, I probably should, just to cover some of this big body up, but, you know.
Well, we are going to break in just a moment here, but before we do, we want to remind you of a couple of other things coming up. If you're following some of the tragedies going on to the state of the west of us, it is fire season, so our thoughts go out to those who have lost homes and been displaced by the wildfires just ripping through the state of California. But we want to remind everybody it can happen here as well. Plan safe, be safe when you're dealing with flammable objects and when you're out on the roads and in the national forest. It was just a year ago when the area was hit really hard by the Goodwin Fire just south of us. So keep that in mind, that we can be similarly affected, and we are all too close to those who battle those fires and protect us not to be aware of that. For some hints and some tips on how you can keep you and your family safe, visit CAFMA, our local fire authority, at cazfire.org. Again, cazfire.org to learn how to keep you and your family and our first responders safe in this time when we see how devastating fires can be. And we will be right back after these messages with our economic development guru, Mr. John Coomer, right here on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino. You get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp deals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
With eyes as unique as yours, you need options. At Nationwide Vision, we've been Arizona's eye care professionals for over 30 years and can help you find the perfect eyeglasses to fit your vision needs. You can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals, now also serving Arizona in select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
That is me. Thanks for sticking around on KQNA. Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. We want to remind you of a couple of fun things you can participate in. November 15th, right around the corner here, from 1130 AM to 1 PM. Again, November 15th, right here in Chino Valley. Over at the Days Inn on Fletcher Court there, right off the highway at the hotel there in their conference room. Facts about service dogs. It's a seminar to talk about what qualifies as a service or an assistant dog and almost more importantly, what does not. I'm sure, many of you have had questions, as have I, about is this a service dog or is this an animal wearing a sweater? Never quite sure, so get the facts from those that know. November 15th at 11:30 a.m., this is a lunch and learn program. It is free to attend. You show up with your sack lunch. You bring your own. Bring in a little something to eat and learn about what does and what does not qualify as an assistance or service dog at the Days Inn in Chino Valley, 688 Fletcher Court, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is free. Bring your sack lunch with you on November 15th and learn about service and not-so-service dogs. And Mr. Coomer here sitting with us in studio. Now, you mentioned about refresh me again, your exact title.
My exact title is Economic Development and Project Manager.
Gotcha.
So
you mentioned this was the learning curve that you're still experiencing because this was not something, this was not a position that had existed that you were then slid into. This
It's a brand new position. And it's while I have significant background working in business, significant background working with organizations and understand what processes they go through. I've opened businesses in other cities and things like that, but I've never looked at it from this end.
Well, talk a little bit, and we've done so before, but like I said, it's been several months. Talk a little bit about your background. Give us John Coomer in a snapshot.
Professionally, I'm a veteran, and so I want to acknowledge all the other veterans today on the day we are acknowledging or we're celebrating Veterans Day. Thank you for all you've done. I also have a...
What line of service?
I was an Army officer commissioned through the University of Arizona Army ROTC program. Served in Jimmy Carter's Army. So,
really?
Yeah, from 1977. Well, I'm a little older than I look. The gray hairs are starting to give that away some, but.
I plucked all my gray hairs,
okay.
And this is what happened.
Whenever I get a haircut, I ask them just to cut the gray out, and it never seems to work. It never seems to work.
Where were you staying?
I was a field artillery officer, so every field artillery officer starts at Fort Sill, Oklahoma for their officer training. And then I was sort of blessed. I next went to the Presidio of Monterey in Monterey, California.
Beautiful out there.
Absolutely. And I had a year of schooling at the Defense Language Institute and learned modern Greek and Thimame Poliligo Tora. I just remember very little today, and then spent a year in northern Greece. at a field artillery detachment. And then when I tried to extend, they said, no, son, you're going to Texas. And I ended up the rest of my time in the Army at Fort Hood as part of the 1st Cavalry Division.
So if your role as our economic development guru was to bring a Greek restaurant into town, you can help us all order that.
Well, absolutely. That's about the only time I use the language skills anymore, although it's interesting how 40-some years later, Greek soldiers have found us, you know, and I have a couple of Greek soldiers who I served with in Greece from way back then, and so I try to practice my reading and translating. Thank goodness for Google Translate. Yeah, it comes in handy. But, I'd be happy. Ordering food is one of my favorite things in the world to do anyhow. So,
on the professional side, after the Army, what type of businesses and organizations did you work with?
Some nonprofit work. I did some job development work for adults with disabilities for a while. Then I did a couple of stints with Arizona Special Olympics, now known as Special Olympics Arizona, including 5 years as their executive director.
Oh, how nice.
I had 3-4 years in franchising right after I finished my master's degree at NAU. I moved down to Tucson. We moved down to Tucson and worked for Alpha Graphics, and I was the training support and owner support. They call it field support. I also did developed a management development program
for the franchise to help them be successful,
right,
as representatives of Alpha Graphics.
Right, and one of the interesting things that happened in that time frame, Alpha Graphics was the first franchisor, as I recall, to go into Russia after the Iron Curtain fell.
Interesting.
So I wasn't directly involved with that, but it was a cool fact anyhow.
Yeah, neat to be associated at a time of such change, yeah.
So for a while I was responsible for all openings worldwide, but they didn't send me any place. They didn't send me to any cool places, you know.
Well, now you ended up in the coolest place there is.
That's Chino right, Chino Valley, the last 21 years. So did some work in franchising, did some more work in nonprofits. Was the president of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for Arizona and Southern Nevada for a few years. And from there, something called us north from the Valley of the Sun. And we moved to Chino Valley in 1997. And I was the advancement director for the Yavapai Community College District. And if there's any type of legacy there, it was the big bond election that occurred in the year 2000 that built and rebuilt the Prescott campus, added onto the Verde Valley campus, built up Prescott Valley, built up Sedona, nice. And Chino Valley at Old Home Manor, the community college, the Yavapai College campus here in Chino. So,
nice.
From there I did, healthcare administration, ran some practices, expanded some practices, was the administrator at a local outpatient surgical center, and just learned a ton. And when this opportunity came about, I said, well, I want to be, this sounds very interesting. Nice. I would love to help the community that I've called home for 20 years.
You've got a very wide, sounds like base of interest and experience from dealing with government on a large scale with the Army, nonprofits, which had to dialogue and deal with and get support and also support major corporations as well as on
Absolutely.
An individual base, volunteers, larger educational things and small businesses like your franchise opportunities.
Yeah,
there.
Small business is a love of mine. Yeah. I was offered two jobs when I went to work for Alpha Graphics, and the other one was operations manager at one of their maquiladores on the Mexican border for a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd much rather work with small business owners. I mean, I communicate better at that level. I like they're very genuine people. They face unique challenges, but not as unique as they may think.
And that's one of the things, one of many things that'll come into play with the development of our project out there at Old Home Manor.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes we hear back, and both of us, you from people in the office and watching social media and me dealing with the public on getting some community input and things. Some of the fears are, you know, Old Home Manor is just going to be a line of, you know, Costco's and Walmart's and maybe a casino or a big, huge factory, and we're going to lose our water, we're going to lose our night skies, we're going to lose this, we're going to lose that. What are some of the challenges and some of the, say, target, without getting too specific, some of the target, what would be an ideal tenant out there?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, the directions the community wants to take is we want to maintain Chino Valley as Chino Valley. We aren't Prescott Valley. We aren't Prescott. We're not Flagstaff. You know, we have a unique personality, and the lifestyle that attracted all of us here, even those who have come in the last 2 years, often make comments, now that I'm here, I don't want more people.
Yeah.
You know, now that we're here, we love our dark skies. And what I think that people don't recognize that with as much space and with excellent planning, which the town is working very diligently at, we can have a combination of some high-density housing with our acre, two-acre, five-acre
yeah.
lots. We can have some employment in the community so people don't have to clog up Highway 89 going south
yeah,
every single day and taking all that sales tax dollars to our neighbors who we love. You know, we love our neighbors, but, you know, we could use some of those sales tax
yeah.
dollars in Chino Valley. So the type of employers we think are compatible are those that are a fairly clean industry. I'd love to see more agriculture. No, and whenever I say that, oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to say,
yeah.
right? More pot farms, right? But that's not what we're looking for. But we do have a goat dairy that's interested in our community
nice.
That sells high-end grocers. We do have, my understanding is that there could be somebody moving into the old color spot greenhouses
mm-hmm.
that we're working with right now. So there are a lot. We'd love to see that, what is it, however many acres that are in greenhouses right on Perkinsville.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that building productive
just
again.
Just on the north side of
just on the north side of Perkinsville.
Park.
Just
yeah.
down the street from the community center. So we're looking, we suspect that the profile of somebody coming to Old Home Manor would be a company that may employ 20, may employ 100, but likely not too many more than that. I hear people say, oh, we can get Amazon. Yeah, well, we don't have the workforce for an Amazon
yeah.
here. And so we have to be realistic. We're looking at, we have 200 acres out there, and they're somewhere anywhere from 3 to 7 acre plots, but those lots can be split or
yeah.
put together if there is somebody that's a 200 employee company that wants to come in
yeah.
and we have that ideal workforce. We don't want a lot of noise. We don't want a lot of water usage. We don't want dirty industry out there. We want to maintain our clean air here. And so I mentioned the cycling industry. We think that we're compatible with the firearms industry. You know,
yeah.
Chino Valley, we already have some great firearms industry folks, and we're going to see and pursue if there's anybody else that would fit that.
And just south of us, the Ruger factory that's
absolutely.
Been successful. And
Davidson's. And
Davidson's, yeah. Uh-huh. They've been, many of that in that industry have been very, very key, vital in support of our local law enforcement.
Absolutely.
In training, in grants, in employing of the community. So.
And speaking of yeah. law enforcement, you know, another asset we have is the Chino Valley
exactly.
Police Range, which is used by law enforcement all over the state.
Yeah.
So gun sight and a number. I'm sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
I just want to stress, too, because some people who haven't been out to the facility there at Old Home Manor, the ranges, there is a tactical range utilized by law enforcement and the PD, local PD, maintained by them and utilized by law enforcement around the Southwest. Then there's also the public range. So it's two different entities that
absolutely.
Are out there.
Absolutely.
but sharing a common region so that, you know, that the shooting industry there is contained
and the responsible
to an area.
And responsibility is key.
Yeah.
And then I just want to add that the sports range that's out there right now is unfortunately closed at this point. But the town and the sportsman's club are working diligently to get
working
that back
to get
open.
That back open, yeah. We will be back in just a few moments here on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities again with John Coomer. We've got a couple of other reminders for some chamber activity, and we want to find out a little bit more about what John is doing to help us as a community to succeed on the economic forefront. We will be right back at KQ&A after these messages.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Pittsburgh Penguins Saturday afternoon live at 5 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR OAC. See dealer for detail.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority is alerting residents of a fake fire protection group.
That group, established under the name Yavapai County Yavapai Fire Protection, that's seeking donations for wildland fire protection. Officials say this group is in no way related to the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority or any other county emergency services agency. They are currently based in Tucson. The two men allegedly involved with the group, Raymond Bagger and Joe Stanton, don't have any wildfire or emergency medical service qualifications. This means they cannot provide the services for which they are seeking donations. If you're offered a fire protection contract within the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority's boundaries, notify your local law enforcement agency immediately. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow to hear an update on the development impact fee study.
Reptelis Financial Consultants is scheduled to give the update, which will include discussion on non-utility development impact fee categories for further evaluation and consideration and projected land use assumptions, utility and non-utility improvement infrastructure plans, service levels, and a proposed service area and improvements needed due to new development will also be discussed. The council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Clear skies and cold this evening, chilling to near 22 overnight, with winds dissipating in the Prescott Quad Cities. Warming to sunny highs near 53 tomorrow, 59 Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to a clear skies, 28 while you sleep. Warming to a sunny 61 Tuesday, 68 Wednesday and Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
We are back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in studio with our guest, Mr. John Coomer. But we want to remind you of a couple of chamber events happening in and around our town. This one sounds like a lot of fun. Hits close to home with me. Behind the Scenes Photography Tour on November 17th, 9 a.m., runs till about 10:30 a.m. over at Heritage Park Zoo. This is a chance for you to see how it's all done. You get to take your camera behind the scenes at the sanctuary in areas that the general public does not normally get to see. Reservations are required. Space is limited. There is a fee, $25 for Zoo members, $30 for non-members. Again, Behind the Scenes Photography Tour, November 17th, starting at 9 a.m., heritageparkzoo.org is how you can find out more information. Again, November 17th. HeritageParkZoo.org. Taking some pictures of the wild animals. Not necessarily the wild animals that are here at KQ&A. Sorry, Bill. But some other wild animals running in and around our area. One other thing, November 20th. Mark your calendars, November 20th, starting at 5 p.m. The After Hours Networking Mixer over at our friends, Tom's Print Shop with Tom Payne. Tom's Print Shop, November 20th at 5 p.m. This is a great chance for you to network and interact with local businesses and, even more importantly, potential customers and partners for your business. Tom's Print Shop right there on the highway, right near Town Hall, across the street from the high school there.
Absolutely, yes, right. Log cabin.
Yeah, right there. I'm not familiar with that place. What is that place?
I've just seen it.
That you were talking earlier, John, about how we are unique in our area. And I remember when I first moved here from California back in 2004, that was one of the things that caught my eye was driving into town and seeing a bar right across the street from the high school.
Right. I think it's the only one in the state, from what I've understand.
It's a historical building. It's grandfathered in. There are a lot of fun stories to be told about the log cabin and about our history in Chino Valley. One other quick thing we want to remind you of. I'm sorry, John, I forgot about this. Last week on Lorette Brashear's show, you heard from myself and Will Williams talking about our Golden Jubilee, the 50th anniversary party coming up. A couple months back, I had Will and Mike Best in here with me, but we're looking for people to tell their stories of humorous things that have happened, heart-rendering things that have happened to you and to your family here in town. What brought you to Chino Valley? What you love about this area? Why did you choose here? Or for those of you that were born and raised here, we want to hear your history, your family history. ChinoAZ.net, there is a link to our 50th anniversary webpage right there in the newsflash. But we do want to hear from you to help us plan and promote the 50th anniversary of the town, which takes place in 2020, but we're getting a jump on it right now. If you want more information or have some suggestions, please email us at 50th@chinoaz.net. Again, that's 50th@chinoaz.net. And you haven't been here for 50 years, John, but pretty close, about half of that, 21
years, been in Arizona 52 years. And, it's one of the interesting, things about our 50th anniversary. Chino Valley turns 50 in 2020, but we're the first territorial capital of Arizona. How does that happen? And the reality is we've been incorporated for 50 years since 1970.
1970 now.
Been around a lot longer.
Let's drop back. John, in 1970, how old were you?
In 1970, I was 16.
16.
I was a high school.
Very formative year is your 16th year.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a mental picture. I'm going to close my eyes. The theater of the mind, as we used to call it on radio. Tell me what John Coomer looked like at 16.
A skinnier, baby face geek.
How long was your hair?
It wasn't that long, you know. It was longer than it is now, but I never did the ponytail or anything like that. As I said earlier, I was a ROTC guy in college. And I was, in Civil Air Patrol and involved in community things. And so mine, is a little, because it was not stylish to shave or to, to cut it real short. So I didn't do that. But, I was a pretty geeky guy. And if there's anybody who's known me that long, they'll validate that. Anybody in the area who might have known me at that time would definitely validate. I was probably 170 pounds, 6'3".
What were you listening to at 16 years old?
Oh, rock and roll. The Doobs, The Who.
Now, I like to tell people I was a flower child of the 60s, but in 70, I was, 4 years old. But I just pulled this up. I'm going to show you. I'll hold my phone up to the microphone so you
so that everybody can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I was born in 66, did not get my first haircut until 69.
Oh, wow.
That is me on the right.
Yeah, I never had a mop like that.
Yeah, I was a little flower child back then. Economic development, we kind of got off track. It happens when I am here in studio. I have the attention span of a gnat. So, economic development is your core
responsibility
with the town. Mm-hmm. Again, one of those key anchors of the town that we're looking forward to is the, give me the official name again, our Old Home Manor project.
Chino Valley Regional Business Park.
And what we're looking for are tenants, what town leadership, what you, our mayor, our council, is to really partner with the business community, really utilizing things like our town engineer and our public works department to find tenants, to find partnerships that will, one, provide some jobs, keep some people into town, not lose the feel that we have with, you mentioned the dark skies, being able to, I'm not sure what part of town you live in, John, but where I'm at night, I can walk out into my front yard and see more stars than I did in the cumulative years before I moved to this area.
You know, I live three houses down from the senior center on Butterfield, so it's right in the main part of town, and I get the same feeling.
Yeah. So we want to encourage people, anybody out there listening, if you have ideas, if you have thoughts, if you have concerns about the direction that the town is going, don't keep them to yourself. Don't talk about them only in line at the grocery store or wherever you get your hair cut or styled. Show up at a meeting. We have one tomorrow night, 6 p.m., the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, town council meetings. That's changing a little bit for November and December. We're having the second Tuesday meetings because of the holidays and, right, and other things. But in general, the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, show up, talk, express yourself. Let folks like our guest John Coomer, like our mayor Daryl Croft, and the entire town council know what is important for you and what is your concerns as a citizen.
They have a part of every meeting, you know, for the public to talk, and so they can say whatever they want for a few minutes, offer their feedback, listen, but more importantly, just observe how the system works,
figure out how it works. And there's always room for volunteers on various boards, committees, planning, park and rec, planning and zoning, where you can get involved. We will be right back with some closing thoughts in just a few minutes at KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, the talk of the Quad Cities. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thank you for spending your afternoon listening to myself and John Coomer. Thanks for coming in studio. A couple of reminders again. Cleanup day, the 16th and 17th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free to dump your trash. Call 928-636-4427 for more information, like the restrictions. And we want to remind you all, thank you again for tuning in. KQNA Talk of the Quad Cities. KQNA.com is where you can find archives of these shows and a lot of other content about a week after they air. Information on the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, chinovalley.org, and give them a follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Links are right there at chinovalley.org. Same thing with the town of Chino Valley at chinoaz.net. You can get links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram right there. If you are curious about the thoughts and happenings that go on between my ears, you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at msantos_photo and be either a little entertained or a lot of scared. I'm not sure. Thanks again, John Coomer,
well,
for coming in. Thank you, as always, to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. I will be back in about a month or so. Talk at you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.